right now, currently, there's 25 affected facilities dealing with childcare that have defective concrete. And the children should not be in them. These buildings should be replaced. And the government are sleeping at the wheel. And we're trying to tell the Norma Foley, the Minister for Children, that you're not dealing with this situation. And last night I said it in strong terms to her, that 25 facilities will not be here in 10 years' time. Where are the children going to go that are coming through? And they're not dealing with this situation, and the situation is getting worse. 25 at the moment, that will increase. And the fact of the matter is the other aspect of it too. We're dealing with a childcare situation in Donegal where there's 2,000 children waiting on lists to go into childcare facilities. And this is affecting parents who are then unable to work. So they have to address this, and they have to bring in their election promise of €200 a month childcare. Instead, children going to creches in Donegal are currently facing charges of upwards of €180 per week. This is having a real effect on families throughout Donegal.
And you've mentioned that Norma Foley refused to answer a question that you posed to her. Why do you think there's been this lack of engagement from the minister?
Because they don't want to be tied down to the fact that they're allowing children to go into childcare facilities that are structurally unsound and unsafe. That's what it comes down to. We've got a Minister for Children who will not acknowledge through a question that there's children going in to childcare facilities that are not fit for children to be in. And that's the reality.
And without a scheme for playgroups and creches, they do face closure, as you mentioned. What is the feeling within these communities at this prospect?
Well, if you just look what's currently going on, look at Ardra, look at Letterkenny, look at Raphoe. You know, these are people who are the best in the world, early childhood educators, who are being treated appallingly by the government, not treated rightly, not paid properly, and then in their communities, holding it together, educating children, young children, in buildings that are not fit for purpose. It's shameful.